This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. We are coming to you live from our good friends over at GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. We're at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge, and we will open up our phone lines right here at the beginning. If you've got any kind of questions for Paul Lenigro, the owner of GIA, we will try to help you in any way we can. And with that, Paul, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for coming out here today.
Hey, I love coming out here. I look forward to every other Thursday very much around noon.
Yeah, you get not only come out here, get a lunch. Free
absolutely.
Lunch, right?
Yeah. They always say there's no free lunch, but, right. You know, hey.
Yeah, but we don't want to rub it in. Charlie's listening.
Exactly, yeah. Charlie's back suffering at the studio there helping us out. So, GIA, once again, your one-stop shop for all of your insurance needs, and we're going to cover quite a few topics today. A little bit about insurance, but again, if you've got any kind of questions about insurance, 303-477-5600 is our number. Well, Paul, let's just start out really, I mean, boy, here we are, 2018, Happy New Year, by the way, and did you think we would be last year in January to this year? Are you surprised where we are, that we're still in such a disarray with our insurance and healthcare?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I don't know where 2017 went. It went so fast.
Man, it did, yeah.
We're kind of really in the same boat now as we were a year ago, if not worse, because the premiums keep going up. The Obamacare keeps imploding, and no matter what you might read, Obamacare is imploding. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in a death spiral. And you're going to hear some people and some of the media outlets, you know, defend Obamacare and deny that it's in a death spiral, but it is, and it's a classic death spiral in which premiums escalating through the roof and the pool, and we've talked about pooling so often mm-hmm. on the show, and the pools are not healthy, and more and more people who are healthy and don't use a lot of health care are saying, no, I'm not going to pay this premium. And you need those people in the insurance pools. Okay,
sure.
Insurance pool can't just be a pool of sick people. Can't just be a pool of people that use health care. It has to be a cross-section.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be people in there who are healthy, some people who use little or no health care. But you need all that premium in the pools, and we don't have that. And every time the premium goes up, more healthy people drop out. And when premiums go up by 25, 30, 35%, which we saw this year,
right,
even more people drop out. And that's where we're at. That's a classic definition of a death spiral.
Mm-hmm.
So, Washington is governed by politics. And, whether they know or care to know what the problem is, I'm not sure they know how to fix it.
Sure.
Okay, and it seems like every time they do something, it just makes it worse. But, it goes back to what we've said all along, the biggest detriment, the biggest obstacle to people buying insurance in any type of insurance isn't all of these made-up things that politicians talk about. It's premium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And its premium is the biggest deterrent. And when you take a system and you prevent the insurance companies from underwriting, you prevent insurance companies from applying a pre-existing condition clause, you create a set of essential benefits, 10 essential health benefits that are required in every policy. You load it up with more taxes, fees, regulations. Well, what do you think is going to happen to the premium? It's not going to go down. I know,
right.
I know Mr. Obama said it would go down, but it did not. And it won't. Just logically, think about it logically. Yeah, adding all these benefits in, fees, taxes, restrictions, premiums are going to go up, and they did go up, and they've gone up dramatically. And I read a telling statistic about the number of people who bought insurance in 2013. That was the year before Obamacare fully went into effect. And the number of people now who are buying insurance, who actually pay the insurance themselves.
Right.
I'm not talking about Medicaid people. I'm not talking about people getting the subsidies. I'm just talking about people who pay the whole premium. And there's fewer people today buying insurance, health insurance, than there were in 2013. Okay, people that pay their own premium. And that's a pretty telling statistic, keeping in mind that the act was called the Affordable Care Act, which it turned out to not be, and the goal was to get more people insured. Well, they did get more people insured on Medicaid, okay, so that's your free Obamacare insurance right there, and people with subsidies, but people who don't get a subsidy, those numbers have dropped, and that's very disturbing.
Right. Paul Lanigro is our guest. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. You can check out their website at e-gia.com, and their number is 303-423-0162. You sent me a very interesting article this morning talking a little bit about socialized medicine and how 50,000 surgeries were canceled in Britain. So, and my question to you before we came on air is, you know, how can we educate, you know, and for ourselves as well? Where do people go to for the truth? Because it depends on what station you watch, what media outlet you see, and each side can slant things in different ways. And like I say, anytime we see numbers, hardly any of that's true from any side. Where do people go to really become educated to make good decisions about this?
Well, the first thing is you have to want to know the truth.
Right.
And unfortunately, there's so many people who don't. They just want to read things that they agree with, okay? And that's why you see a lot of the proliferation of fake news. Someone sees something on Facebook or Twitter, and because they agree with it, even though it's totally false, even though they agree with it, they think it's true, and they won't research it. There's no one site to go, no one place to go. You have to get your news from multiple sources, and you have to weigh it, okay? You can't just say, I'm just going to subscribe to the New York Times and that's all I'm going to read, because all you're going to find out is their opinion.
Sure.
Because that's all they are anymore, for the most part, is an opinion.
Right.
So you have to go out and get the news coming in from different sources, different reporters, and weigh it. And it takes a lot of time. But that's the only way to really educate yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on the issue with Great Britain, you're probably not going to see that headlines in the New York Times or Washington Post or
sure.
on CNN or MSNBC, because it doesn't support their narrative. Okay, so it's an interesting scenario, and it takes time for people to gather that information, and a lot of people don't have the time or don't want to have make the time to do so, and so. Yeah, as I've heard so many times before, we're for many years we've been the USA Today generation, which is mm-hmm. you know, you see the headline,
sure.
and you read about two lines, and that's it. And you look at so many of these articles, whether it's the Post, the Times, whatever, and you have to really read and find some of the disclaimers in what they're telling you, mm-hmm. I mean, way down into the article itself.
Sure.
It's not going to be in the headline or the byline. And what's happening in Great Britain is certainly you're seeing a shortage in healthcare services. And we've said it before, you know, if you have a nationalized healthcare program, it all sounds great, but it doesn't guarantee you're going to get the care you need.
Right.
It just says that you're not going to pay for it at time of service. Now, you may pay for it and should be paying for it in your taxes,
mm-hmm.
but at the time you get the care, you're not going to pay for it. But it doesn't take into account the fact that health care is a resource, and it's a finite resource, not unlimited. Okay, and people that are promoting nationalized health care have this idea that it's unlimited health care, but it's not.
Right.
And that's what they're running in Great Britain. They're finding out there's a finite source. It's like the example we've used. You've got four kids, three have apples, one doesn't. You say that's not fair. So let's pass legislation to guarantee everyone has an apple. Well, great. Now you have legislation that says everyone gets an apple, but you still only have three apples
mm-hmm.
and four kids.
Sure.
Okay. You didn't magically get another apple.
Right.
And that's the same with health care. So, so it's a very tricky equation, and really does the government running the system, even if you take the slant from the left that says they'll do it more efficiently, like they do anything more efficiently. I can't think of anything they do more efficiently, but let's take that slant that they do it more efficiently. Well, you're still dealing with the cost of health care, And unless you go in and start mandating what you're going to pay and so on and so forth, you still have that cost equation. And so you get the socialized country like Great Britain, and they come in and start saying, well, this is all we're going to pay. Well, then that has an impact as well. And what it's done is it's reduced the supply of health care. So
right.
Very tricky equation.
Do you foresee rates? Now, a lot of people are upset this year with rates and 20-30% increases. Do you see next year rates going down, or are we just going to keep seeing this escalation?
Marijuana is legal in Colorado, because you must be smoking it if you think it's going down. Okay? It's not going down. And unfortunately, I mean, there's nothing to indicate why the cost of health insurance would go down. The cost of health care is not going down.
No.
Morbidity is not going down. The pooling is not improving. So unless we make some major dramatic changes to how we deliver health insurance and or health care or a combination of both, it's not going to happen. There are things that we need to do and can do in health insurance that can have an impact on premium, but no one seems to be willing to want to do that.
Right. How can we sustain that, though? I mean, just for the average everyday American that's going to work and wife's working, you know, got kids, trying to send kids to college, and how can we pay $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 a month?
I saw one over $3,500 a month premium up in the mountains. $3,500 a month. That's two, three times what some people pay in mortgage.
Sure.
I mean, it's not sustainable, and so something has to be done. We've talked about it before, but you've got to have a system where you've got to have enough incentive for people who don't use a lot of health care to buy an insurance policy. Okay, it's not difficult for me to sell health insurance to someone who's sick. That's easy. But selling that expensive product to someone who's young, healthy, doesn't use a lot of health care, that's a challenge. And so we have to have the flexibility to design products and pricing that's going to be attractive enough to get them into the pools, because when they get into pools, they pay premium but don't use a lot of health care. Mm-hmm. And that's good premium. And that helps control the rates, and that helps bring the rates down or keep the rates stable for those people in the pool who are sick.
Right.
But we have to have that ability, just like we have that ability when we sell auto insurance or home insurance or workers' comp or any other type of insurance.
Mm-hmm. A couple minutes for a break here, but there's still time now for open enrollment for a February 1st start date, right?
That's correct. We have until next Friday.
Okay.
January 12th is the last day that we can enroll for a health plan for 2018, barring some life change event. So the open enrollment will be closed. And I know your buddy Dan Muir just hates that, okay, because the government is not only dictating everything else, they're telling you this is when you're going to enroll, okay, and that's it. And January 12th is it.
And when we say that's it, that's it.
That's it, yes. Unless you move out of the service area or you lose your coverage involuntarily, you have to have a life change event. Now, if you don't have coverage and in June you have a heart attack, well, I know that's a life change event, but that's not a life change event to buy insurance.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing more and more providers get out of different plans?
Interesting that you bring that up. I just saw a letter today from Cigna, for example, and they were sending out to customers they may be losing Centura Health System. So they're in negotiation with them, but there's a possibility that February 1 they could be out of the system. And I think, you know, these providers, hospital systems play hardball too.
Mm-hmm.
And what a good time to negotiate after open enrollment's over.
Sure.
Then you put all the pressure on the insurance company, because if the network's gone, then that's not a life change event.
Mm-hmm.
People can't go and buy a new policy. So, but if the insurance company doesn't fight back against the hospital system and try to negotiate those rates, the premiums go even higher.
Wow. Forecast is gloomy.
Yes.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. Once again, if you've got any kind of insurance question, we'll take your call 303-477-5600. This is Haystack Help Radio.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up. Or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Mark your calendar. The International Sportsman's Expo coming January 11th to the Colorado Convention Center. Try the gear, buy the trips, meet the pros. The Sportsman's Expo coming January 11th through 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Lynn-Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn-Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Paul Inigro is our guest today, group insurance analyst, e-gia.com. And their number is 303-423-0162. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but if you would like for them to kind of do a review of your policies, it's a great time to do that and just to see where you're at with your coverage for home, auto, all the different things. And again, we're going to touch on that in just a few minutes. But Paul, I wanted to come back a little bit with the health care, because something that I think a lot of people are not aware of is this small group type of policy that you can get, and it can be just two employees, not spouse, and you've made that clear before.
Right, right.
But just a W-2 employee.
Yes, there's a lot of confusion in the market with small businesses, and they don't realize that down to two employees, you can buy a group plan, a group health plan, and there's some benefits to doing that. Number one, the premiums are now lower for a small group health plan than for an individual health plan.
Mm-hmm.
Second, there's a much wider array of choices, plan choices available to you, and there's far more networks available to you. So in the Obamacare individual markets, there are no PPO plans. There are no plans in the Obamacare markets where you can go out of network and get covered. Okay, other than a life or limb-threatening emergency. With a small group plan, you can get plans that have out-of-network benefits. And so between the rates being lower, more plan options, and more network options, it makes a lot of sense. So now what do you need to do it? Well, you need two employees. You need and an owner can be one of the employees.
Mm-hmm.
And you need another employee, a W-2 employee, not 1099, but a W-2. Like you said, it can't be the spouse.
Right.
And that's all you need. And they
get the same, quote, pricing and rates as a company with
90 employees.
Wow.
Yeah, because the small group market's 2 to 99. Okay, and those are filed index rates. So it's a fallacy to say, well, I'm only a two-person business, three-person, and we're going to pay a lot more than a company that has 80 employees or 90 or 95. That's not true. And even companies that have 1,000 employees, 5,000, 10,000, their rates aren't cheap either. Okay, they get it their rating differently than small group, but they're not cheap because healthcare is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But small businesses don't realize that there's a whole range of options for them as a small business that can create a benefit plan for them that's very similar to a large business and very affordable. I mean, we're talking about group health that's definitely lower price than the individual market with more choices, more options available. You do need that at least two employees, full-time employees, working 30 hours a week or more. Part-timers don't count.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also put a nice group dental plan in, vision, group life, disability, at premiums and benefit structures that are much better than buying it individually. You can do a pension plan, you know, retirement plan through a small business and some very attractive plans available at very, very low cost to the business. So what I understand through surveys is probably 25% of the small business owners know that maybe something's available, but they just think it's so complicated that they don't even want to touch it.
Right. And there's got to be a ton of these businesses here in Denver, in Colorado.
Colorado is a mecca for small businesses, okay, and startups and entrepreneurs. And there's a lot of small businesses in Colorado that have two, three, four, five employees, very small businesses, and yet if they're working with the right person, the right broker, right advisor, they can put together a great benefit package. And by doing that, the owners get to participate in it as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Great, great. Yeah. So, again, if you've got a business from 2 to 99.
And that's a small group market.
Right.
And if you have 100 or more employees, then that's the large group market. That's a different market. But we recently enrolled a company that had about 40 employees, and the owner was just dumbfounded. He thought he needed at least 51 people to have a group plan. Mm-hmm. Well, he was confusing that with the employer mandate, which is the requirement that businesses with 51 or more full-time employees, full-time equivalents, they have to have it. And actually, for those businesses that have not been doing it, they're going to be getting a little wake-up call here from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the IRS is now going back and enforcing that mandate. And that mandate is if you have 51 or more full-time employees or full-time equivalents, because you add the part-timers in, you have to provide a group health plan, a qualified plan. And if you don't, you face a penalty of $2,000 per person. So you add that up. Yes.
And then probably with their penalties and all the different things, you could be in trouble in a hurry.
So they have not enforced it yet, but now they're going back. Now that they've had the data submitted, it takes the government a while to figure it out. Businesses are going to start getting letters from the IRS saying, "Oh, by the way, you owe us $80,000 because you didn't have a qualified health plan."
Wow.
And so now small business is not required to do that. So if you have under 50 or under employees, you don't have the mandate, but you still have the ability to buy a small group health plan at a very competitive price, very competitive benefits, and especially some of these startups that are trying to, you know, hire away good employees.
Right.
Which is very difficult right now because the labor market's very tight, the unemployment rate's very low. Let's say you're an engineering company or an architect, or employees are difficult to get. You're trying to get them away from a big company.
Sure.
Well, those big companies have big benefits,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't have those benefits, you may not be able to, get them away from those companies. And once again, in here in Colorado, you can create groups down to two employees and get some very competitive benefits and pricing.
Wow. And so, again, if you are a small business out there and you've got questions, 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162, and they'll be glad to help you out. Before I break here, Paul, let's switch over to Medicare just a little bit. There's some important things going on with Medicare we can let our folks know about.
Yeah, I thought we were on a cell phone.
I know. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hello. No. Medicare, the Medicare open enrollment ended December 7th, the annual election period. But January 1st starts the annual disenrollment period. And that runs from January 1st to February 14th. So, you know, I know your buddy Dan Muir, if he's listening.
It's that term cracks me up. We have enrollment period and we have a disenrollment period.
Right. So, and what that means is that between now and February 14th, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can drop that Medicare Advantage plan, go back to original Medicare, and sign up for a standalone prescription plan. Now, be cautious, because just because you're going back to original Medicare doesn't mean you'll be able to qualify for a Medicare supplement. Okay, a Medicare supplement works differently. A Medicare supplement is not a Medicare Advantage plan. Okay, a Medicare supplement is designed to work with original Medicare. And with a Medicare supplement, your only guarantee issue on that during your first 6 months of Medicare eligibility or if you have an involuntary termination of your current policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you want to disenroll from the Medicare Advantage plan back to original Medicare, you can do that, but you'll have to make an application to a Medicare supplement if you want that, and that'll be subject to the underwriting of the insurance company. So you have to be very careful about that.
What are common mistakes people can make when they're very first time they're getting into Medicare?
Well, the two biggest mistakes people make is they get into a plan that their doctor doesn't take, and they get into a plan that doesn't cover the prescriptions they need. Those are the two biggest things. And
and
one of the problems is with the open enrollment over, we have to now wait until October 15th, later this year. Now, next year, okay, Medicare's bringing back the open enrollment period, the OEP, which is different from the AEP that we went into. The OEP will run from January 1st to March 31st, and it'll allow people to make one last change. And we had that period available up until they passed the Obamacare. And Obamacare eliminated. We don't know why.
Because it made no sense to eliminate it.
Right. And it was always a very valuable period because it helped us fix mistakes that people made. So they did something in the annual election period. They made a mistake. They realized after January 1st they made a mistake. They were panicking. They would call us. And we'd be like, well, we could make this one last change. And they'd be so appreciative that we're able to fix it before the next open annual election period.
So a lot of people are going to get things in the mail probably when they come to 65. And so they just don't want to go through the mail and just start filling stuff out and thinking they can just handle all that. Really, they should give you guys a call just to go through some of these questions, because you guys are going to know the right questions to ask us to make us think about certain things.
That's correct. And they might want to rent a front-end loader as well. They're going to get so much paper from different insurance companies and booklets. And usually by the time they're a month away from being 65, that stack reaches to the ceiling.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So, but we can really simplify it for them.
Right. Again, that number is 303-423-0162. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Again, if you've got any kind of insurance questions whatsoever, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
When you create your pet's list of New Year's Pawsolutions, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center will help you check off every item. Start the year fresh with a medical checkup for your beloved companion, or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats? And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050 and schedule your pet's Pawsolutions appointment today.
Okay, turn here.
Well, watch it, watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Paul and I grow as our guest. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. They are our insurance experts on our HaystackHelp.com website, Senior Resource of Colorado, and they can help you out with all of your insurance needs. 303-423-0162 is the number, and their website is e-gia.com. Paul, when I thought about Medicare, we get a lot of questions a lot of times about long-term care. But usually when the people realize that may be something they want, they're 60-plus, and the rates are unbelievable. So what would be your advice for those listening maybe that are in their 40s right now? Is this something that people should look into?
Well, that's a great question, and we don't talk about it enough in that, you know, Medicare does not cover long-term care. Okay, Medicare, and people are surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare has a very narrow, specific benefit for long-term care. If you are hospitalized for at least 3 days, okay, and then you need skilled nursing care, just skilled, okay, Medicare will cover the first 20 days after that hospital stay in full. They'll pay the next 80 days, I believe you get a 100-day total subject to a daily copayment, and then that's it. And that's all of the nursing care, that skilled nursing care or long-term care that Medicare covers. So people ask all the time, who covers it? Well, Medicaid covers a lot of long-term care, but Medicaid has a spend-down provision. Okay, so you have to be under a certain dollar amount in assets, And if you have a spouse, they won't take your house until the spouse passes, until both of you are gone.
Okay.
And then they will take the house to pay for that long-term care. And there's a five-year look-back rule for Medicaid as well. So if you're trying
to once you know somebody needs something, you can't go dumping assets and then 30 days try to get help.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So the only other way to cover long-term care would either be through your own savings or through a long-term care policy. And as you said, you know, most people don't think about that until maybe they're in the car on the way to the facility.
Right.
You know, we need insurance for this. And, well, it's too late. And people don't realize, too, is that most of the long-term care is custodial care. Okay, so it's because people can't dress themselves. They can't bathe themselves. They can't cook for themselves, clean themselves, and so forth. So that's not skilled nursing care either. So that's never covered under Medicare. Now, the long-term care market, the individual market for long-term care, is a problem anyway, because it goes back to pooling once again. And it was very difficult to sell long-term care policies to people who are young and healthy and didn't have nursing home on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was easier to sell it to people who were old and on their way to a nursing home, but it was too late. So the pooling never worked out, and many of the companies that sold long-term care left the market. But there is a good way in which you can get that covered. If you think about it now, if you think about it while you're young, most life insurance policies offer some sort of benefit either built into the policy or as an additional rider. Okay. And so you can buy, if you're buying your life insurance, and it's going to be with a permanent policy, not a cheap term policy, but a policy that builds cash value, that is permanent, where the premium will stay level for your whole life. Most of those you can get either an advanced death benefit option or a long-term care rider option. And even if you're older, if you're in your 50s or early 60s, you might, and if you can qualify for the life insurance policy.
Because those have to be a medical check.
Right, that's right. Okay. You might be able to take some of your old policies. You may have some old life policies, maybe that are paid up, or maybe that have cash value in those policies. You may be able to transfer those policies, those cash values, into a new policy that has the long-term care benefit. And by rolling that money over, you retain your tax basis. You do it on a tax-free basis. And it may offset some of your premium as well. So if you're looking and thinking about long-term care, you might want to think about it in your life insurance policy.
Right. Again, the number you can call is 303-423-0162. And we're going to touch on now just some different areas of insurance and, you know, what you guys really look at, Paul. When we say, hey, you'll do a free analysis of our current policies, let's take home first. What are you really looking for there?
Well, we want to make sure that people are covered adequately, because in any insurance, we could always come in and sell you a cheaper policy.
Sure.
But is cheaper always better? And you really don't know that until you have that big loss.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a few years ago, earlier part of this decade, we had, you know, some real wildfire problems in Colorado. Yep. We had some down in Colorado Springs and Black Forest. We had up north and some other areas. And in some of those situations, people lost their entire home, okay? And in many of those situations, we found people that had such low coverage limits because they either bought their policy so long ago they never reviewed them, and not realizing that you know, these costs go up. Okay, so we're always looking at making sure people have the right amount of coverage. So if you come in and you want us to look at your policy, the first thing I like to do is I like to take your current coverage and rate it and get a comparison,
right?
Just an apples-to-apples comparison. Even if it's not the right coverage, I just want to see what it should cost. I want to see if you're paying too much, if you've got an appropriate premium compared to what we have. And oftentimes we'll find out that for that coverage, we will find other companies that are offering it at a lower premium.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not enough for us. I mean, it's not enough just to say, hey, I'm saving you money and this is what you need to buy. At that point, then we want to start taking the time to make sure what you have is adequate.
Right.
Okay, because if you're underinsured and we're just saving you money, we really haven't done you a service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next thing we want to do is then do an analysis to see, to make sure that if you have a total loss, that the amount of money in that policy will cover you to rebuild without shelling out money out of your pocket.
Sure.
And if we do need those additional coverages, then we'll re-rate the policy once again and show you what it would cost to buy the additional coverages. We can't make you buy those additional coverages, but we have to at least advise you of that.
And those are things that I'm going to say the internet will not do for you when you get some of these ads about different things and saving 15 minutes.
Right.
I mean, you may save 15 minutes, but it may cost you tens of thousands of dollars.
And they're designed for you to input the information on the coverages you currently have. They're not designed to step back and take a look to make sure you have the right coverages.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to do what we just talked about in our first step, is matching your coverage and see what it costs.
Right.
It's the next step that takes more time. And oftentimes we'll find, especially people who don't review their policies regularly, that the coverages became outdated. Now, it's really nice when we can go in and update those coverages, bring those coverage limits up to where they need to be, and then keep them at around the same premium that they're currently spending,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to keeping the same coverage limits, which are not adequate, and saving money, you know, taking that savings and buying that additional coverage. And oftentimes that's what people will do, and they're very thankful for that. But that's the extra step that we will take. There's other little things that we can look at. And for example, in your home insurance policy, do you have any water backup coverage? Is it adequate? How's your roof covered? Because there's a lot of changes being made on that. Condominium policies, townhomes,
right.
The loss assessment, because if you're part of an HOA and that HOA has a large 1 or 2% deductible for wind, hail on the roof,
mm-hmm.
they're going to come back to you and all the other tenants when that roof needs to be replaced to cover that 1 or 2% wind, hail deductible.
Right. Now, you mentioned water. That's a thing that happens. Sometimes people's their pipes break in a basement. Is there a difference between like water damage like that than like flood insurance?
Yes, absolutely. A flood, it comes from water from the outside. And flood is not covered under any standard homeowner's policy. So don't let anyone tell you that you're covered for flood unless you have a separate flood insurance policy.
Okay.
Okay, so a standard homeowner's policy will not cover that, but they will have an option for water backup. Okay, and your pipe breaks, the water heater pipe fails, and all of a sudden your basement is filled with water.
Gotcha.
That's an option you can buy on a standard homeowner policy.
And should
buy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you should consider flood insurance, even though most people are not in a flood zone.
But I guarantee you, there's been a lot of people that weren't in a flood zone
and
got damaged.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. 303-423-0162 is, again, the number. It costs you nothing to let the fine folks here at GIA look over your policies just to make sure, and you may be happy with your insurance person or your local neighborhood guy or gal, but I'm going to tell you, it could save you a lot of money just to get it checked out. And in most cases, there have been a few, where, Paul, we've done some checks, and we've come back and told the clients, hey, you're good where you are right now. We can look at it again in 3 months, 6 months, whatever. But in a lot of cases, Yana, who I work with pretty close, has been able to save people money, get better coverage, and, boy, the people have been thrilled.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, if someone is in a good situation and we can't improve their situation, we're going to tell them that. I mean, there's no reason to make a change if you have the adequate coverages, it's priced correctly, and you're happy with the service you're getting. But we also know that things change over time. And when we do that for people, they do appreciate it. And if something changes down the road, they'll call us.
Right.
And we like that, of course. And in other situations, we can improve someone's coverages or premiums, and we're going to do that as well. So with all the volume that we do, all the people that come in and see us, there's no reason why we have to twist anyone's arm.
Sure.
That's not a good business model anyway. We're here for the long run. A lot of people, a lot of customers come in, they walk in, they schedule appointments, they want to see that we're here. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference we've talked about over and over, in that by being here, by being in this physical location,
right,
we're more accountable. Okay, so we know that if someone's not happy, they may want to come in, and we'd rather have happy customers come in than unhappy customers.
Sure.
But if you're just working with a call center, a lot of times that person you're talking with, they're not even going to be there in a week.
Right.
So what difference does it make if you're happy or not?
Exactly. GIA will make you happy, I promise you. They will do the best to get you the coverage that you need and save you some money in the process. And sometimes, and you said earlier, Paul, the cheapest deal really probably is never, ever the best deal.
Well,
I've never seen that.
You have to be very, very careful about that. And especially now what's going on with health insurance, because mm-hmm. the premiums have gotten so high with Obamacare. And if you're getting a subsidy, that's one thing. But if you're paying the full premium, you're looking for something else.
Right.
You're looking for how can I get this premium down and have coverage, have the right coverage. And what you're finding out there is that outside of the individual ACA markets, there really isn't anything, okay, nothing legitimate. Mm-hmm. But for the average layperson, what's out there looks like it's good.
Right.
Okay, so they buy it, and then they find out, well, it's not a qualified health plan. They still have a tax penalty to pay. And if something major happens, then they really find out how much it didn't cover.
Sure. When we come back, we're going to touch a little bit about auto insurance. Has your auto insurance gone up, or can we expect it to go even higher? And Paul's going to give us some tips there to check on your auto insurance as well. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Scott Whatley, host of Haystack Help Radio, and Dr. Shane Stedman of Integrated Health Systems invite you to an introductory seminar Thursday, January 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Englewood Library. This is your first step toward radically improving your eating habits and therefore radically improving your health. Dr. Stedman and his staff at Integrated Health Systems will guide you through a six-week program, including weekly check-in calls, recipes and meal plans, natural supplements, a private in-office appointment with a metabolic coordinator, and more. Call Integrated Health Systems at 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. And become healthier by eating healthier. Sign up for the introductory seminar with Dr. Stedman today.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts and wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and show information. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 11th through 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its Silverado year-end clearance sale, with Silverado starting at just $26,900. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes left here with Paul Inigro, GIA. E-GIA.com is the website. And once again, their number for that complimentary analysis that we spoke about, 303-423-0162 on your current policies. And I would get them to check them out. Again, it costs you nothing. And if they can help you, great. And if not, hey, you got good comfort there that you've got the right coverage and at a fair price. But Paul, let's talk just a few minutes. Again, we got just a couple minutes left here to talk about auto insurance. We always talk about the a couple of things with uninsured motorists, underinsured, you know, some things to help out with the health costs. But what are some things y'all look at when you look at the health, the auto insurance?
Well, you know, once again, you've got liability coverage, you have property coverage. And you just hit on them, uninsured motorist, underinsured motorist, because you think about how many people, number one, don't have insurance, okay? And it's estimated one in four people are driving around without insurance. So you're stopped there at the traffic light, there's four cars, and look around, one of them doesn't have insurance, and it's one of the three because you have it.
Right.
And one of the other three doesn't have it. And then of those other three, probably another one just has state minimum. Okay, and that state minimum's $15,000 property,
which will cover basically nothing. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you're covering your car. You're buying liability insurance. You're buying property insurance. You want to make sure you're buying enough coverage to reimburse you in case someone hits you, it's their fault, and they don't have any insurance, or they have just like state minimum, and it's not nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you definitely want to have that uninsured motorist and underinsured motorist on your policy to protect you. You could also get something called MedPay. Okay, MedPay would be used when maybe you're at fault, okay, and you've got some medical bills, and you probably have health insurance. I'm guessing most of the people that buy auto insurance will have health insurance as well, but you might have a deductible.
Right.
Okay, so the MedPay can be used to offset your deductible. So someone has a $5,000 deductible plan, they might want to buy a $5,000 MedPay to mm-hmm. cover them in that situation.
And again, some of these coverage, there's, you know, rental, towing, some of these things are not very expensive.
Right. The roadside assistance is very inexpensive, definitely the rental car, because your vehicle, especially now where everyone's so busy,
sure,
it could be in the shop 3-4 weeks, and you're renting a car that can really add up.
Right.
And then the thing you have to look at is on comprehensive and collision, how old your car, okay? And once again, you might have a car that's 10, 15 years old, and the book value is very low, and you're looking at the cost to add collision and comprehensive, and it's very low. Well, that's because the book value in your car is very low.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get in that situation where you have an accident and your car winds up getting totaled.
Right.
Okay, but still, you still may want to have that property coverage depending on, you know, what kind of car you have.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a new car, you're definitely going to want it and or need it, and especially if you have a loan through a bank.
Right.
They're going to require that.
Sure.
And if you don't have the insurance, they will put forced insurance on you. It's very expensive. Okay. You could make a mistake and just have no insurance for 3-4 days, and then you'll get a bill from the bank, and you won't believe how much it costs for those 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes at dealership you hear the term gap insurance. Explain that real quick.
That's to cover the gap between maybe when you're leasing a car or even a auto loan and the book value of the car. So what could happen is that you might owe $20,000 on the vehicle, but it's only worth $15,000. okay? And you need to bridge that gap, and you'll see that as well. So that's another option. You'll see it mainly on new cars. You'll also see a new car replacement, a full replacement. You see them advertising that. And once again, that's just going to be on new car, you know, maybe for the first year or two, where if you total the car, you'll actually get a new car.
Sure. Well, that'll work.
Yeah. But you can't get that on an old car.
No.
Because otherwise people will be going out getting it totaled
exactly.
to get a new car.
Well, Paul, always great information. And, you know, as we start out the show, where do you go for truth? And that is, I tell you, I think KLZ 560 brings you that. You know, our show, John, Rush to Reason, Dan, we try to tell it like it is with our experts and not just opinions, but really the facts. And I'm telling you, GIA is your insurance experts. So if you've got any kind of questions, give them a call, 303-423-0162, again, 303-423-0162, and you can check out their website at e-gia.com. So, Paul, thanks again for having us out.
Thanks for coming out, Scott. No fake news here.
No fake news here. Yes, sir. That may be our new slogan. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope everyone has a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.